This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. For you home vegetable gardeners who would like to start your own warm season vegetable transplants, Kerry Rivard is with us. He is an extension horticulturist for K-State based in Olathe. And Kerry, this is something that a number of gardeners can take on, but once again, there is a process to this.
Absolutely. So, you know, one of the great things about growing your own vegetables is that compared to flowers and a lot of the other, you know, ornamentals and things, vegetables are actually relatively simple to grow as transplants. They typically only take 6 to 8 weeks, and with a little bit of germination equipment and possibly a cold frame, just about anybody can get started growing their own vegetable plants.
About the seeding itself, what do we need to think about as growers?
Well, you know, one of the nice things is we have a lot of potting mixes that are available to us, and they do a great job of keeping the soil moisture and what really turns out to be the humidity around that seed a nice, cozy 85 to 95%. So what we want to do is keep those seeds nice and damp, but also warm. So we can tend to use like a germination mat or something like that in order to keep some bottom heat on it. And then the minute that it germinates, we want it to have really nice light exposure. So having some fluorescent lights, or there's a lot of nice LED lights that are available now, can be really helpful for that as well.
What about fertilizing those planted seeds and the emerging plants afterward? Do we need to pay attention to that?
Yeah, so the general rule of thumb is actually to not fertilize seeds when they're germinating. Now, once they've transplanted and they're a couple, 3 weeks old, it is really important to give them a shot of starter fertilizer. But, you know, when that transplant is actually growing, or really that germinating seedling is growing, it's getting all of its nutrients from within the seed. And everything it needs to grow comes from within that seed. So it's actually can be a problem if you add fertilizer. Sometimes there are certain species that the fertilizer will actually inhibit the germination rate of the seedlings.
Light is important here. You already mentioned that. And you want to continue full exposure to the sun or artificial light right up to the point where those seedlings, those transplants are taken outside?
That's right. So, you know, once they form a true leaf, usually the first two leaves that develop on a vegetable plant will be what we call the seed leaves or the cotyledon leaves. And then they're going to start to form true leaves, and those are leaves that actually look like the plant typically looks as a full-grown mature plant. Now, those are going to be photosynthetically active leaves. So the minute you have true leaves, you want to do your best job to simulate the full sun as you can. If you're growing indoors, that means using a lot of bright lights, or if you can, go ahead and move those things outside. And, you know, as a home gardener, one thing I find myself doing is taking transplants in and outside on days like today when it's 30 degrees at night but 65 during the day. You can just take those little guys outside and put them on your deck and let them enjoy the sun. And then at night when it starts to cool off, just bring them back inside.
All right. Then if everything goes well, one can expect good emergence and growth. And then it's a matter of acclimating those plants to the conditions outdoors for good. It's a what's called a hardening process.
That's right. And especially here in Kansas, that's really important. We have such strong winds and such wild weather extremes that making sure that plant is not real spindly and juvenile is going to be really important before you put it outside. So we typically want to have about a 7 to 10 day hardening off period where they're going to be exposed to full sun and full wind as well. Now, you can do that in something like a cold frame. But I've even hardened off plants, you know, on the side of my house, like the southern exposure of a house where it has a little bit of protection from the wind, but it still gets full sunlight. That can be a really nice place. Keep in mind, if your plants are all growing together in a tray or a cell pack, then they're going to have some protection just by the plants being all crunched together, mm-hmm. right? So if you can just kind of put them somewhere where they're going to get full sun, then that can be a really nice place to harden them off, again, for 7 to 10 days before they go outside.
We appreciate you covering all of this with us, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks so much, Kerry.
It's been great chatting with you. Thank you.
K-State Vegetable Production Specialist Kerry Rivard with us on this Plantarama, produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.